Newquay Airport has been named as one of the new enterprise zones being brought in across the UK. Now, it's hoped the Newquay Aero Hub will create loads of jobs for the Duchy, as new businesses, encouraged by tax breaks available, set up on the 135-acre site near Cornwall Airport. Now, this has been a significant win for the new local enterprise partnership for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. Cornwall Councillor Robin Teverson is on the LEP board and joins us now on the Business Cornwall podcast. Robin, just to give us a few more details, what are we going to expect as this Aero Hub sets up in Cornwall?
Well, the government has decided to nominate another, well, it was going to be 10, but it's actually turned out to be 11 enterprise zones across England. And very good news is that Cornwall is one of those, which is quite something in itself. And these, as the name suggests, are around promoting enterprises, new enterprises in these areas. They're not supposed to drag businesses away from other parts of England or things like that. And so it's areas where businesses can really get stuck in, expand, and they get a number of benefits out of that. And those are that their business rates are reduced, the planning is supposed to be a lot easier, broadband access, although we're pretty far ahead in that in Cornwall generally, and also there's potential around capital allowances. But I think one of the important things for Cornwall generally is it's a flag, it's a beacon that says we're open for business down here, and this is an area you should particularly look for.
Okay, so let's look at jobs now. How many jobs are we likely to see created at the Aero Hub?
Well, the hope is that there should be around 1,100 jobs by 2015. But if you're asking me practically, then it's very much like putting your finger in the air. But it is. But I would certainly hope that we would reach the 1,000 or more within that sort of timescale. What we're concentrating on here is, and the theme of this particular enterprise zone is the aerospace industry, and indeed it's the enterprise zone is named around that. Now that's an industry that is still expanding. There's a big chunk of it, and there's up for grabs that we could bring in to Newquay internationally. I mean, it is really a great facility as far as aviation is concerned, with a runway, one of the longest in the United Kingdom, and all those facilities there at the moment are very underused. Not just since the RAF disappeared, but way before that. It's a great resource that just isn't used enough.
What sort of companies are we likely to see moving into this Newquay Aero Hub? And have we actually got any sign-ups already?
For a start, we shouldn't forget that we've got at least two organisations. They're already Augusta Westland, better known in Yeovil for their helicopters and manufacturing there, already at Newquay, British International Helicopters that do the Isles of Scilly flight and other things as well. So there's already some substance to that sales message, if you like. And there are a number of other negotiations that are going on, both with maintenance, with development of products. There's things like the unmanned vehicles. There's talk going on about that. And also there's talk around using the airport for freight distribution and things like that as well, which is a much broader aspect. But what it's all around is having a growth centre for those aero industries. And I think you never quite know what's going to come out at the end of the day in terms of individual businesses. But what I do know is that there have already been a number of in-depth conversations with some very serious organisations worldwide, and some of those, I'm sure, will be successful and will come to Newquay.
So should we expect some announcements on those in the coming months?
Well, I would hope there will be one or two within that sort of timescale, and because a lot of work's been going on already. But what this is really about is then energising, is closing the deals on those existing inquiries, but then saying, look, we have a really strong product here in Cornwall, and getting that out to the rest of the aerospace industry and saying, come on, we're open for business. There's great benefits here, apart from the natural resource and of Cornwall and the resource of the airport. You've got real incentives to come here. So that really allows us to drive that forward and get business in over the next 1, 2, 3 years. I don't think we should expect absolutely everything to happen immediately, but I'm sure there will be one or two contracts that come through fairly soon.
Has Cornwall got the jobs to supply such an aero hub?
Well, it's a very good question. And when you look at the Cornwall's resources and people and everything else, one of the issues that does come up from existing business is the level of skills. But I think for the sort of job levels that we're talking about here, 1,000 plus or so, then I don't think there's going to be a problem about that. There are already a large number of skills on site of people around there that know the industry. I don't think that's going to be a constraint. But there is a wake-up call here, there certainly is, which says that to sustain this project well beyond when maybe the enterprise zone has gone away and finished and we have a hub of activity there, we really do need to improve our skills base in Cornwall. We can't be complacent in that area.
Now, you have actually already mentioned something to do with this. Now, there is some worry that all an aero hub, an enterprise zone will do at Newquay is take the jobs from another area of Cornwall or Britain and move them to where the tax breaks are at Newquay.
Yeah, there's two issues here. One of those is that, yes, just transferring employment from one area of a country to another. And there's also the other one is when those incentives go away, will the companies just and that business evaporate and they'll all take off down Newquay runway and go somewhere else? Those are two important points. I think in terms of substituting jobs from elsewhere, one is the aerospace industry is in a growth phase still. I mean, there's all sorts of issues about that, but I think, but we've seen in terms of the major manufacturers that the post-recession that business is beginning to build. So I think there's a huge international market to go for. This is not just a local thing. It's not just a UK thing. So there's plenty to go for there. And in terms of the longer term, I think the challenge is up to us. Is that we have a great facility there, but once companies are there, we have to make sure that they want to stay. Now, part of that will be around building the skills, which are not so easily transferable. It's around having a place where people want to have their businesses located and won't want to move away. But again, we can't take that for granted, and all of that work still needs to be done.
So let's move this out to the wider Cornwall now. What effect will this enterprise zone have on the rest of Cornwall?
Well, funnily enough, when the LEP had to make decisions about whether it would go for an enterprise zone or where it would be, clearly, it had only just been set up and we had to put an application in within about a month of our first meeting. And we looked at a number of other places as well. So I think one of the important things for Cornwall is that we were very, very enthusiastic and very happy with the certain other areas within Cornwall that had said, look, why don't you look at us as well? Now, at the end of the day, Newquay Airport, I think, came down to the right and the natural choice because it was one land ownership. There was business already going on there. It was in the centre of the county. It was a good decision. But it doesn't mean to say that's going to be exclusively the only economic zone ever that there will be in the county. And we were particularly impressed by Launceston, by Bodmin, and by Campbell and Redruth Pool as well in terms of what they might want to do in the future. But I think one of the things, particular challenges about Newquay Airport is it's one of those areas where, as we've seen in Plymouth Airport and all the challenges that it has, that it's even more important to us because Exeter and Bristol are a long, long way away. We need to make sure that we keep that airport as an operational facility. Now, there's a limit to the amount of commercial business passengers that will go through there in the short term. And I think one of the things that this does for the Cornwall economy as a whole is, as well as building a very hopefully successful skills base and an area for the aerospace industry, it'll also make sure that the airport as a whole is viable for the long-term future, and I think that's very important for business.
Okay, so this has been a great first success for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly's LEP. The question is now, what next?
Well, in terms of the LEP, then what we're looking at now, and sometimes you get a groan when you say this, is to really try to get everybody lined up behind a proper business, enterprise and economic way forward for Cornwall. And that's what we're really trying to do, bringing together all the work that's been done previously by business, by the county, by the regional development agency that was, and really mapping a way forward so we get everybody lined up in the right way. And then we're going to be out there trying to make the business environment right while keeping the right values in Cornwall of sustainability and all the other things that we want to preserve about and make ourselves special. But we've now got to really try to get the whole of a very diverse business community together, bring along the local authority and actually find a way to move forward. And it's going to be quite tough because what we haven't got is lots of money and things like that that we can give away to try to do things. Frankly, I welcome that. I think Cornwall needs to move away from the sort of the grant culture and what can you give me for free. We've done that for a few years. We need to move on from that. But it's concentrating on what we're going to do and then concentrating on that, on key areas that we're going to move forward on. And that agenda is still at the moment pretty open, and we're looking for the evidence and how people feel they can move forward.
Thank you very much, Robin Teverson.
Thank you.